Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
I mean that in 3, 2, 1. Happy Friday, everyone. Now, I know we promised we'd be drawing for the tickets at 3:06, but Kevin left all the names in the back room, so now we're just going to have to open the show, and then after the commercial break, we will draw the name for the tickets for tomorrow's game.
This just gives you an extra couple of seconds to enter, that's all.
On Facebook, on our Facebook page, so enter, be a part of it. Big show today. Tim Foer will be on. Now, this is going to be an important segment, not just for you, the audience, but really for Kevin, because he'll get a chance to learn about the basketball team.
Actually, we talked already I'm good there.
Yeah, but you guys just talked about lawn and garden tools. Come on, it's time now to talk about hoops. You got to call the games. You can't sit there and say, you know, Craftsman makes great tools. You can exchange them if you break one.
Actually, I think what we ended up talking about more than anything else was our kids. That's what we ended up talking about.
Well, that's not going to help at all, and the conversation about yours could go on for hours. All right, so, is he wrestling?
Yes, mine is.
Good. There you go.
Mine is.
Yeah. Counting the light bulbs. How many are out? All right, not good.
5, Dad. There were 5 out.
This is the season he turns the corner. It's it.
That was the best. Hey, bud, do me a favor. The janitor wants to know how many lights are out the next time you're on your back. Comes off the mat. 5, Dad. There are 5 out.
Nothing like that. Encouragement from family and friends to really bolster your spirits and really make you confident.
I have no idea where he got the sarcasm from.
No. Ben Kaiser is going to join us today. That's Ryan's dad. What was it like to go from that day where he found out that he's on scholarship? Considering I just paid my daughter's tuition for the spring today. Okay, so it's going to be a tough conversation when I get to that question. And also, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Now, this being the Friday extravaganza, it is brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Where, oddly enough, Kevin stops after every show. I don't get that.
But just not tonight. I can't do that tonight.
Oh, no, you will. You will. Come on. Yeah. After what I put you through, you're not going to stop there?
Well, now that you mention it.
Brewers Outlet, wide array of great beverages. Beer, ooh, man, what a great selection, especially domestics. And on top of it, snacks, fresh hot roasted peanuts, the pickle bar. Now, that I want to experience the pickle bar.
You have to experience the pickle bar.
Now, I would have last night, but the faux invitation I received to the company holiday party. Right. What day is the talk show on? Oh, Thursday. We'll send an invitation for Thursday. There's no way he can make it.
Well, it was either that or send you the invitation for Friday and then nobody be there. Either one worked well for me.
I'd had a good time. All right. Nobody would be there. You wouldn't be there.
That's true.
What do you think? They're all going to be at the game with you?
Yes.
Sure.
The eyes of a nation.
Really?
Well, hopefully the ears.
The Shikellamy Nation.
Hopefully, the ears of a nation will be.
Okay, who's your game? Who's your game with tonight?
Shikellamy Central Columbia.
Oh, they'll win by 10. All right, so I can say anything I want.
Yeah, you got no dog in the hunt.
Exactly right. I can pick up by 40 if I want. Get the other team riled. Did you hear what he said about us? You know, and then somebody at that point, he knows nothing about us. Or them.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to take care of that at 3:35.
Well, I hope so, because right now you're flying blind. I mean, it's like you're up in the soup and you have no idea where to land.
That's sometimes my best games.
That's a sad commentary. All right. And also, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Go over to Sunbury Motors. You want to really, 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 really make a splash at Christmas? Put a bow on something like that. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. And by the way, they're dealing, too. They are dealing. All right. A lot going on in today's show. We're going to draw the tickets for Penn State Marshall after the commercial break. But to get you ready for the Penn State Marshall game, inside Penn State Athletics with Patrick Chambers here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout.
Like a 2011 Ford Explorer Limited, only 12,000 miles, $34,999. 2010 Lincoln MKX, just one owner, $24,955. 2012 Kia Optima LX comes with a Carfax buyback guarantee, just $16,399. 2012 Hyundai Sonata, accident-free, fully serviced, just $13,796. And a like-new 2012 Ford Focus SE, lowest price promise, just $16,961. Call 570-286-7746.
All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout.
See the full inventory and schedule a test drive and see what your trade is worth, too, at sunburymotors.com.
At the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Welcome, great to have you with us, and what a day it is to be in the Canoe household, huh? Somebody went out and wasted their money. 10 years and $240 million.
I thought it was a joke when I first saw that. I literally thought somebody made a typo.
They didn't, my man. They went out and they overpaid. Now, look, you have to understand Seattle's situation. Offensively, they hit 237 last year, 12th in the league, and so forth. But before we get to that, before we get to any of that, I want to congratulate Caitlin Strickler. She is our ticket winner today. Caitlin, you're going to the game tomorrow, and the weather's going to be really nice tomorrow. We're going to get through a rough patch tonight, but tomorrow, no problem traveling at all around the area with a 4 o'clock game especially. So, Caitlin, congratulations. You've won.
I was going to say, the game is indoors, right? So, but you meant the weather trying to get there.
Trying to get there, road-wise, no problem whatsoever. Canoe, $240 million, 10 years. Did anybody learn any lessons from Albert Pujols? I mean, seriously, anybody learn any lessons from Albert Pujols? Great hitter, great community guy, and now the Angels are stuck with 8 more years at $22.5 million a year. He's not going to fill that contract out. Cano's 31 years old. He'll be 41 at the end of this thing. With that kind of money and the money they paid Felix Hernandez, Seattle better win and get to a World Series.
Well,
don't you think? Don't you think?
I would hope so. But, you know, you got to credit. What isn't Jay-Z his agent?
Yeah, that's his agent.
Well, you got to give Jay-Z some props there. I mean, that's a pretty good deal that he just worked out.
What, for finding an idiot?
Right. I mean, you look at it from Cano's perspective. That's a really good deal.
A really good deal? It's beyond a good deal. It's insane.
All right.
I mean, really. I mean, if I'm another owner, There's certain lessons you have to learn. Let me give you two primary lessons that have been learned just within the past 2 years. Albert Pujols, again, fabulous player, great hitter. Beloved in St. Louis, but the Cardinals were not going to give cash to one guy and set the entire franchise back. Just weren't going to do it. And then look at the Red Sox. Just won the World Series. What was one of the... Tell me one of the key moments for the Red Sox. See how closely Kevin listens to the show.
Wait, what are the... What do you mean?
Tell me one of the key moments in the Red Sox run to the World Series.
I don't know. Tell me what one of the key moments was.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Go back to it. It's when they made the trade with the Dodgers last year where they dealt... it was a year ago. They dealt Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, Josh Beckett, and Nick Punto to the Dodgers, where they freed up over a 5-year span $250 million in salary, which they then distributed, okay, this past year to Stephen Drew, Johnny Gomes, Shane Victorino, Mike Napoli, okay, Koji Uehara. Okay. Acquired Jake Peavy. That's what they did with the money. Look how many guys that they got. David Ross. That were critical in their eventual run. For essentially giving up two everyday players and a starter that cost too much. I mean, that's the mindset you have to have now. You have to be able to put together a franchise and a roster that makes financial sense. Maybe the Yankees just overpaid for Ellsbury, 7 years, $140 million. Every once in a while, a guy like that has worked out. Manny Ramirez, Manny being Manny, certainly it worked out in the end for them. Red Sox then, by the way, also re-signed David Ortiz as part of this package, too. I mean, that's what they did with the cash. I mean, that's what, you know, and now you just can't invest it in one person. You just can't do that. And Kevin's saying, yeah, on this show, what about my cut? He just invested in one guy. Steve just said so. And that's what the Mariners have done here. They've invested their money in one guy. Well, two, essentially, Felix Hernandez as well. But that's how wild this is. Yeah, they should have taken the $240 million and given it to the Olympic movement. Now Kevin will be participating in the conversation.
I'm just thinking, I wonder how much tickets just increased earlier this afternoon for Seattle Mariners games.
Yeah, but you got to understand the landscape and what they're dealing with there. Okay, when they won 116 games, a major league record, in 2001, Seattle drew 3.5 million fans. This past season, they drew 1.7 million. They're in a market that is dominated by the Seahawks. Always has been dominated by the Seahawks. But it's also a market where they are talking about an NBA expansion team. And Jeremy Roenick was there 3 days ago trying to work on an NHL expansion team. Seattle's trying to carve its place in the market. The Mariners, I mean. I don't think this was the way to do it, but I think that entered into their thinking.
Tim Four coming up next, talking a little bit of high school basketball, Steve.
I'll be on break. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Great to have you on board today. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Stock up before the snow moves in. You want to trim the tree and make sure you have plenty of snacks and beverages. Check out the sporting events this weekend. Later on, we'll be putting online on our Facebook page Kevin's cell number. Well, the Steelers are losing to Miami. You can call and make fun of them. You okay, Kev?
I told you I'm not watching anymore. Every time I watch, they lose. I watched on Thanksgiving night. They lost.
So you're not watching anymore?
No, I'm not watching anymore. It just doesn't seem the benefit.
You love watching the Steelers, and you're not going to watch anymore.
It just seems if I watch the entire game, they play horribly, or they lose, or both. So the only chance they have to make the playoffs is if I don't watch the game.
Try this theory on.
That's why they have red zone. Go ahead. Try the field. All right. What theory am I trying on?
Okay. That if you didn't watch any game this year,
right,
they'd be 5-7.
That's what you think.
If you watched every game this year, you know what they would be? 5-7.
Don't you watch the beer commercials?
Yes, I watch the label of it. Look, part of that is that, you know, your faculties are gone and you think it works. All right, so
could very well be. I didn't think about it that way.
Snacks. Fresh, hot, roasted peanuts every day, pickle bar, and a wide, wide array of beverages. Oh, you must stop at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Tim Ford joins us now, and Kevin takes over this part of the show. My feet are up and listening.
Tim, are you going to watch the Steeler game, or are you taking my theory in this?
As I was listening to you guys go back and forth, the first part, you know, the first thing I thought was the one beer commercial where the guy has to go back in the basement.
Exactly.
And I could see you hiding in your basement.
Whatever it takes to get the win. That's it. Whatever it takes.
Unfortunately, I'm a Steeler fan. And I'm not sure it's going to happen anyway.
Well, Tim, let's talk a little bit about basketball. The Braves open up tonight with Central Columbia. You had basically 25 points or so a game graduate this year, so you have some holes to fill, but you still have some really good young shooters that are back. How do you feel about this team as you go into the start of this year?
Well, I think the last past week of practice has been a solid week for us. We weren't real happy after our first scrimmage, and we didn't really execute well on either end, offense or defense, but I thought we had a solid scrimmage last Saturday against Mifflin County, and I think we've got, you know, three or four decent practices going into tonight's game. So our focus was this week is getting each, you know, trying to get a little better each night in practice, and I think we've done that, you know, and, you know, it all depends on how we come out tonight. Hope we come out, you know, play well. We do have some holes to fill, you know, losing Ernie and Zach, you know, two leaders, two guys. You know, Zach, you know, sort of different type of player. Zach gave us a lot of energy on the defensive end and rebounding. Ernie was a very steadying force on the offensive end. But we also have three guys coming back, you know, that, you know, started at some point in time, if not the entire year, and Ryan Kinney, C.J. Tyler, and Austin Mowry. We have Garrett Kemley coming back. He didn't play last year because of an ACL tear during the football season. So we have him coming back, which brings, you know, a little more athletic element to us. We have some other guys. Jake Hare, you know, is coming off an ankle injury from football. So we're going to work him in a little slow. But we also have some, you know, some younger players we're really high on. Kyle Lightsoe, Derek Ammer, and Bryce Bartle have all been given a solid minutes. You know, so we have a little mixture of experience and some guys that are looking to get experience.
How deep do you feel you are in this team right now, and comfortably speak, how deep do you think you feel?
Well, each year we try to go at least 8 deep. You know, we try to have one guy that we can rotate in post-wise every 2, 3, 4 minutes. We want to try to get two perimeter guys, you know, rotating in every 3 or 4 minutes. So we feel that we can, you know, try to go 8 deep. Sometimes, you know, we feel maybe we can go even 9 or 10. And again, everything's sort of up in the air right now. We'll see how things go the first couple weeks, see how guys adapt to their roles. Each team is different in that guys have to accept their roles You know, things may change a little bit. Things may not change for some guys. You know, but if everyone understands, you know, their role in our program, we feel that we can be very successful.
You know, the District 4 semifinal win was an emotional win for Shikellamie over Danville, but it also got you into an inter-district play and into the state tournament for the first time. And it gave you an opportunity to see how you match up a little bit more outside the district. But what also did it do in the off-season program to have that kind of success, even though you didn't win the game, but knowing and having the kids know that they can get into that tournament now? What kind of emotion did that roll into in the off-season practices?
Well, actually, it was our second one because the year before, you know, we lost to ACC.
Right, thank you.
Parkland,
I knew I was wrong, so thanks for correcting that.
But, you know, it's what we, some of the things we talked about in the preseason is that the guys that played for us, now CJ and Ryan have played for us for, this is their fourth year, but the other seniors have played, for, this will be their third year, so our seniors have experience. Success, you know, and obviously we have not won the district championship, and that's one of our goals. And again, you know, to do that, we're going to have to be good, and we're going to have to be a little lucky at certain times through the course of the year. But it is one of our goals, as I'm sure it is probably one of the goals of almost every team that's in the District 4 AAA playoff run. But, you know, it's something that we want our guys to become accustomed to, but we also have to understand that we're going to have to work extremely hard to get there, you know, because now you look at some of the you know, the writers, and they're picking us at the top of the division, and I think our HAC Division One schedule is going to be very difficult. I think there's a number of teams that have a chance to win it. I think Jersey Shore is going to be a very solid team. They have five starters back. Smokin has four guys back. Milton has three guys back. Danville is always well coached and will always be there in the middle or at the end. I mean, and you know, so it's going to be a difficult road. Our non-league schedule is extremely difficult starting next week. You know, after tonight, you know, if we're lucky enough to get out with a W, we have Lewisburg, Loyal Sauk, and Mifflin County Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So, you know, our non-league schedule is difficult. You know, we lost State College. We picked up Hollidaysburg. So it's going to be a tough road for us.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about next. Why play Hollidaysburg? Why play Bald Eagle area, Loyal Sauk? Why go out into and Mifflin County and try and find those bigger schools?
Well, that's always been a philosophy of ours. You know, we'll go out and play quality competition because I'm a firm believer the better teams that we play through the course of the season, the better we're going to be at the end of the season. And ultimately, we might take our lumps down the road early in the season, but hopefully those games, you know, with Loyal Sauk and Mifflin County and Hollidaysburg are going to benefit us down the road. And, again, I know going in a lot of times, you know, we're going to be on the short end, but I've never been a guy that is really wanting to duck people, and I feel that our program hopefully is getting to the point where we can be competitive with almost anyone on our schedule.
This matchup with Central Columbia has always been one of those kind of frustrating ones offensively. It's usually a low-scoring affair. How do you keep a team in the first game of the season patient and looking for good shots and not just trying to take the first shot that they see?
Well, it's something we talk about through the course of the preseason. You know, we've talked about that a number of times. We feel that we have a number of guys that can score for us, but you're not going to score if you take the first shot and miss every time. So we have to make sure we're patient. We're looking, you know, trying to get guys used to making that extra pass for the open shot. You know, instead of, you know, you might think you're open because the guy's 3 feet off of you, but if you make that extra pass, your teammate you pass to, his guy might be 7 feet off of him, you know, so it might be a little better shot. And sometimes just because you're open doesn't necessarily mean it's a good shot for you. It might not be a comfortable shot for you. So, again, that goes back to players having to adapt and accept their roles and understand where the shots are for each player.
Tim, as you head into tonight, where do you feel is the one place that you want to see the most improvement from your scrimmages this year?
Well, I'd say for us to be competitive in any game we play this year, we're going to have to rebound very well. You know, we're not the biggest team. I think we're a fairly skilled team with dribbling and passing and shooting, but we're not the most physically, you know, imposing team. So we're going to have to rebound very well every game we play this year. And, again, most teams that rebound well are normally on the positive side of the one-loss record. So hopefully we can rebound well. And, you know, you can tell your partner there that we really don't want to have people talking about winning by 40.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that he has no stake in it, so he can say something like that and get away with it. Me, on
yes,
the other hand, you, on the other hand, that might be a little bit different.
I'm hopefully no one from Central Columbia is listening to the Steve Jones Show right now.
But what happens when you win? If you win by 40, then all of a sudden he's right, and that's even worse.
Well, it's going to be worse for you instead of me.
Hey, thanks a lot, Tim. I appreciate your time. And tip-off is set for about 7:30, and airtime here on WKOK at 7:06. Tim Ford, the Shikellamy Braves, joining us.
Thanks, Kevin.
At least he listens to the show. All right. A little impact statement like that. He listens. We're good. See?
Well, you know, he usually, actually, he's an avid listener of the program.
Awesome. I like that. No, Tim does a great job. I like, I really do like the job he does with his team. And I know I've talked to you enough. I really like how he understands kids.
Well, one of the things that he does stress, and we didn't talk about it here, but I know he stresses free throws, and he has a very high goal for the team free throw percentage every year, and they're not far from it every year. That's what's always impressive.
No, that's important, because as Joe Crispin always said, those are free points.
Exactly.
So take advantage of free points, and Tim gets it. Look, the bottom line is that you look at today's, the modern game of college basketball. The modern game of college basketball, I'm telling you right now, if you do extensive research on it, you'll find 75% of the time a team wins, they win both lines. The free throw line and the three-point line. That's today's game. If you combine the three-point line and the free throw line, I'm willing to venture that 75% of the time, the team that wins the two lines in combination wins the game. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen many games in my lifetime, so I really, you know, so maybe I'm...
No, you don't know what you're talking about.
No. So, yeah. All right, we'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Welcome back. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And want fresh, hot, roasted peanuts, pickle bar, wide range of snacks, and also beverages. Stock up for the weekend. A little bit different forecast here in State College compared to the Valley. You're talking 1 to 3 inches tonight. That's not what they're talking about here. They're talking about here 5 to 7 inches tonight. Really kicking into high gear about 7 o'clock this evening. But then tapering before morning, and anybody wants to go to the basketball game like Caitlin Strickler, who won our tickets today, should have no problem traveling back and forth. Road should be good by then. Game's at 4 o'clock tomorrow.
And thank you again to Caitlin for sharing the Facebook post that we had for Penn State Marshall tickets.
Yeah.
We'll have more home game tickets coming up, so keep watching our Facebook page, Steve Jones Show on Facebook, for chances to win and find out how to win.
Every time I hear the name Marshall, I always think of my grandmother. My grandmother was born in the Azores, okay, and she came over through Ellis Island, but her actual maiden name was Machado. Okay, all Portuguese, but they Americanized it and changed it to Marshall. So, okay. So every time I hear that, that's all I think about. So it's Marshall tomorrow. They got one kid in this team averaging 22.5 a game. He's a 6'9" forward and he shoots threes. Little different. Facing that kind of look.
He's a 6'9 forward and shoots a three.
He's attempted 73 pointers so far in 8 games. So in other words, he's averaging nine 3-point attempts a game. I mean, look, that's the game today, Kev. The game today now is about exactly what Tim talked about. Tim Four is spot on. It's what you do from the 3-point line. and it's what you do from the free throw line. Team after team after team that wins the two lines in combination wins the game. It happens all the time. And I think that's just a big part of how today's game is played. And I think it's even more so now with the college rules the way they are. Now, they haven't filtered down to the high school. You and I are going to have to talk about the high school part of it because you'll watch officiating over the next couple of weeks to see if they're doing the same thing to kind of open the floor up.
I was just going to say, that's what I'm looking forward to see, how closely they're going to call things at the high school level. I want to see what the point of emphasis is this year.
They have it every year, just don't know. Peter King, by the way, on Monday Morning Quarterback, does a nice piece where he is embedded with Gene Steratore's crew to give you a feel about officiating. And, you know, he's embedded with him where he starts out, because Gene lives down in Washington, PA, just south of Pittsburgh. And at least gives you an insight as to how the week goes, the reviews. Steratore has been downgraded twice in his career. How tough that is, you know, you want to come back from it. You don't want too many of those. Steratore is the kind of ref, and he works, by the way, you see him at the Jordan Center all the time because he's part of the Big Ten basketball crew as well. And Gene's about as approachable as anybody. You know that scene where he doffed his calf last year?
I think so, yeah.
Where the officials came back and he did that Thursday night game with the Ravens?
Oh, yes. Okay, now I know. Yeah, I did see that. Sorry.
Yeah, got fined. NFL did not like that. Remember? No fun league.
That's exactly right. It's the league that... that just wants to make sure everything's boring and there's no celebrations. And by the way, if you step out on the field, it's going to cost you your whole organization.
Well, no, but look, I actually agree with the ruling. The $100,000 fine, I agree
yes.
with. And if it cost the Ravens a playoff spot through a tiebreaker because they didn't score a touchdown, the Steelers should be docked draft picks.
By the way, speaking of the NFL, we discussed
this
yesterday.
That's if, okay? If not, then they shouldn't touch it.
Well, understand, right? That's like the seventh or eighth tiebreaker, too.
It's fifth.
Is it that high?
Yes, it's fifth.
For a wild card, the division, it's a little lower.
Right. So, when you look at... I mean, that, if that were to cost them, because that's a four-point swing there... That's 4 points. Then you do have to look at it.
But you're also assuming that Allen doesn't make the tackle. You're assuming he doesn't fumble the football.
First of all, the referees ruled it incorrectly. It should have
yes.
automatically been a touchdown.
I agree with that. I totally
agree
with that.
So the bottom line is, first of all, Allen probably does not make the tackle because he doesn't have to break stride to cut back inside. Right? He's doing straight line speed at that point. I don't think they're going to catch him on straight line speed.
I don't think so either. But again, you're making a lot of assumptions, and a season is going to depend on a lot of assumptions. And I'm not sure that that's right either. If they would have flagged it right on the field, that's a different story.
Oh, stop being a Steeler guy. Jeez. I mean, it's tough always being the impartial one here. You have too many dogs in the hunt, okay? Your guy made a mistake. It affected the play.
It's not going to matter anyway.
It probably will not, and I hope it doesn't, okay? I hope it doesn't.
Are we going to talk Steelers sports in the next half hour, by the way?
Probably not.
Okay.
Ben Kaiser, bottom of the hour.